How much is the foundation involved in OTRS in general?
Well, you know, we have Carrie Bass, who works on our staff, who's mm-hmm. closely involved in keeping a track of that process. He's the volunteer coordinator with our offices in San Francisco, who's a wonderful and frequent voice amongst, you know, several of those lists.
Some of the lists, like the press list, I assume that, you know, you take care of at least some, if not many, of those.
You mean, in terms of the communications committee list, is that what you mean, or do you mean the email addresses?
I mean press at wikimedia.org, that email address. I assume some of that gets passed to you. Other OTRSs do some of it. You know, the legal queue gets passed to Mike Godwin. So, like, to what extent is the foundation involved in the different lists? Like, I'm sure there are some that are handled mostly on the foundation side.
And in fact, just before you comment on that, Jay, I'll just get Mark. OTRS, which is we're now sort of talking about, could you explain just in 20, you know, in fact, in
okay,
5
OTRS,
seconds? What
OTRS
is
a software package used for managing and ticketing email. So whenever you email, like, press at wikimedia.org or info en at wikimedia.org or permissions or photo submission or any of these, it goes into, you know, into OTRS, which is, you know, the name of the software and pretty much the system. And we have volunteers like myself and others who take care of them. And then my question for Jay is, to what extent is it the ordinary users who have OTRS access like myself and others versus people actually in the foundation dealing with some of these tickets?
Yeah, it's a good question. Essentially, the press queue, I mean, I'm obviously involved in the OTRS system as well, but the principle that I kind of inherited and that I see is that the press at wikimedia.org address does get a lot of contact. A lot of it's spam, just like the other ones. I would say a lot of it are really straightforward answers, or in some cases are less complex, less official kinds of, not less official questions. All questions are official, but the answers are fairly easy to provide. So we do have a number of volunteers, some of whom are on the communications committee, and I don't have the exact number in my head, but who are privy to that list and who just answer as they would with any other OTRS inquiry. Not surprisingly, though, we also get, you know, urgent messages from NPR or CNBC or BBC, and those ones usually someone will forward them, or I'll see them and I'll usually act on them fairly quickly if there's relatively time sensitive. But there's a nice, I mean, right now I feel like there's a fairly good relationship in that the volunteers are really wonderful, can provide really verbose answers that I may not necessarily have the time to provide to a high school teacher.
And that's great strength of sort of distributed effort, isn't it? It's great that that's able to work. You mentioned the communications committee. Could you just, like, you know, presumably you're sort of from the foundation perspective, it's you head it. Who else is on it, sort of thing, and what's its remit?
Michael Snow is the head of the communications committee. Actually, I'm fairly sure that's still accurate in light of his position now.
That's really kind of a misnomer. There's no real head. It's more of like an email list and kind of a...
Thank you. That's about it. Sorry.
And the other members are, like, just looking at the list, David Girard, Dan Rosenthal, Swatchester, Carrie's on there, Mike Godwin's on there, Matthias, who's the head of the Wikimedia Germany, Allison.
Board members and staff, I think several staff at least, are sort of on this list. I can talk a little bit about what it is. It's essentially, it's ultimately built to support myself, but also, on paper, to support kind of the head of communications and dealing with day-to-day communications issues. And it's a miraculous thing where I can send a question to and get an answer back, mostly because people are awake all around the world at different times. It's a secret weapon, but it's also... I view it as a place with an incredible level of experience and insight, and frankly, risk management insight, which is, of course, it's a part of any kind of communications work. You have to, and that just simply means this is on the table, and someone can say, well, you know, you might want to be careful about this, and you might want to be careful about that, and we don't have, you know, these aren't highly confidential or secret conversations. They're simply things that we discuss, and we think about approaches to general topics of things, and we also look at coverage. I think that's actually probably my favorite aspect of the work is of what the communications committee does is Matthias or somebody will see a link, we'll flip it out and we'll say, you know, this was just seen, this just ran, thank you, Google Alerts. I mean, we see these things instantaneously. And we may discuss it. And in some cases, folks may raise a point and say, actually, I think this is something we should respond to, or this is something we should follow up on. So it's an incredible awareness system, and it's a great trove of intelligence, I think, and smart people.
And it's there to support, you know, support you in gathering all the information from everywhere that you need to, I guess, to build better communications. That's right, isn't it?
I mean, in my view, that's the fundamental intent is to use this group to sort of to come up with better ways. And we also have, there's also a communications project group list, which isn't highly active, but it's also kind of volunteer run, and they're in a separate capacity or in a similar capacity with the same intent of helping, looking at ways of, and it's still kind of embryonic. I think it's probably been embryonic for a couple of months, if not maybe a year or more. But it's, frankly, it's challenging to say, you know, lots of people want to help, and how can we kind of manage those energies and do them in a highly functional way? Because some of this stuff isn't wiki related, or it's not an on-wiki kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. And just to, you know, is communication something that you think the foundation, have we been sort of not so good in the past? Are we getting better? Is it something that we've got a good start on and we're just, you know, we're doing well and sort of there's even better things? Or I think it's an area that some people have criticized, particularly the, you know, the it's such a huge organization, the left hand and the right hand, it's hard to keep in touch. Have there been problems in the past, do you think?
Well, nothing for that would be unusual for a really young organization, for which is what the foundation is. I mean, even by comparison to groups around the world that you can imagine are dealing with these issues, or and maybe not dealing with them as well or as quickly as we have, and they've been around for 30 or 40, 50 years. I think we do. I think we've. I can't speak to the history. I wasn't there, of course, but before I started this job and during this job, I often look back and see, well, how did that play out? How'd that go? And I think that in terms of the tougher things that we faced, I think we faced them well, and I think we've come through. I think there's a great opportunity, and there's a new interest now with some of the changes with the move and some other things. There's a lot of interest in. And telling our story again, or looking at our story, you know, we've got some really great people coming to the offices soon to sort of visit and help tell the story. That's great. I mean, this is exciting news, and I'm glad to be a part of that, helping journalists kind of get the best out of that experience, so that they can do really great stories. We want cover stories. We want nothing less than cover stories.
And aside from cover stories on the New York Times, which you know, hopefully. It would be wonderful and the right kind of cover story, I might say. What do you think about a little our project here, Jay? You know, we're just a group of English Wikipedians sort of getting together and chatting. How could we, could you offer any advice, or could we get any help from the foundation, or what should we be doing?
Absolutely. I think Skypecast is a brilliant idea. That why the heck wouldn't any organization be doing something like this, you know, as an opportunity, as you've got it, Peter, to say why, you know, it's easy, just turn it on. You've got the software. We've all got a bloody Skype account, so, you know, go at it. But I think the way you do it is, you've taken what's a Skypecast, it's a podcast. Suddenly it's portable and enjoyable by anybody on the planet, you know, with an internet connection. So
I hope it's enjoyable.
I think it is. No, I think I love the kind of broadness. I think it speaks to the incredible changes and the adaptations of how people are kind of getting the word out and how they're using these technologies to I don't want to say get beyond how the mainstream media do their work, but I think that a lot of people in the mainstream media marvel at what you're doing, and they think, wow, they're doing it. You know, 10,000 people might listen to this podcast. So what I hope to be able to do is to certainly, once we've got a blog turning up and operating, you know, point to you and say, oh, this is a place where you can hear more. And you can be absolutely sure that your readership, your listenership includes a lot of journalists and a lot of media who, as well as users, who kind of see this as the place where the story kind of ripples up and where they can find out what's going on.
Well, and I think long term or even mid term, we've been talking with the people at Wikipedia Weekly, who are another sort of effort. And I guess it would be great to have that central blog where we can, you know, as you said, the pump idea, where we can make sure that the little conversations that are happening can be a part of a sort of central bigger thing. I've got this kind of concept because Phil, who's in the room right now, is a bit of a Skype expert, and he was telling me that that you can have up to 100 people in a Skype cast room, and I had this idea that, you know, you can have a panel of people talking and up to 100 Wikipedians listening, and there's a way of managing it so that people can ask questions when they want, and you can bump them up to speaking, you can bump them down to listening. So that's sort of my vision for it.
And I have a question for Jay. You know, Schwartz, the public relations company, has at least nominally been helping us with our communications matters for about a year, maybe 2 years now. But I mean, can you talk to us a little bit about their role?
Recently, and since I started, it's been when I started, I had conversations with a couple of other third-party organizations, businesses, or what have you that we'd worked with. Recently, we haven't been working with them a lot. They were, I think, at a time more involved in our issues management side of things, or public relations side. I'm interested in talking to them again. They have an office in San Francisco. We're going to have a conversation in the near future. You can be sure that there are lots of businesses, lots of other organizations that kind of look forward to the opportunity of working with us. I think that we offer a lot in terms of we offer a lot of work. We offer a lot of things that we could use some help getting done. Things like, you know, not so much on the technology side, but just in certain connective sides, or there's thoughts about that other organizations might have about how to tackle certain kinds of communications work that I might have experience in, but I just don't have the capacity to do without other professionals kind of helping me out. So it's not an active thing right now. It's pretty much, in terms of the who's supporting communications right now, it's pretty much myself, the staff, the board, and the communications committee. And that would encompass the whole scenario. But I see the ability for organizations to work with us as something, you know, I think they want to, and I think a lot of them see it as a great thing to do. I hold out for those who really have brilliant, incredible ideas that I think that you guys as a community would think are also really cool, and not just sort of fly-by-night kind of marketing approaches. I'm with you in terms of coming from the public world, coming from public service, coming from government. I don't know if that's not an evil word, but I believe in sort of preserving what we do and working with people who kind of really truly understand our mission.
And thanks so much for coming on, you know, and chatting all about it with us. And you know, we're going to move on from the pure sort of foundation perspective now to a couple of other things. But do stay in the room, Jay, we'll pick your brains on the foundation perspective and on that sort of stuff. And yeah, thanks for coming. Do mention on the communications list that that all communicators are most welcome over here at Not the Wikipedia Weekly. So give it a look, sign up, have a conversation. You know, that's what we're about here.
Excellent.
Yeah, the next one we've got on our list is we were talking about this particular wiki project. We're just going to mention wiki projects in general. And I know that Darova, you've been involved in a few, and you're aware of the strengths and weaknesses. So just what exactly is a wiki project? How does it help? What does it do?
Well, most wiki projects deal with certain sets of topics in article space. Not the Wikipedia Weekly is a different kind of project. I've been involved with the Military History Project. I've been involved with a couple of projects. Right now, the one that I'm most active with is the Textile Arts.
And so it takes specific areas of art, like military history. It's kind of what it says on the tin, presumably. All the articles about military history. And having had a look at it, that's a very, it's quite a structured organization. Is that fair?
Well, they're very large. They're very well organized. They're very active. They're bigger than most other wiki projects. They're one of the biggest, I think.
And so to someone that's sort of, you know, pootling around, perhaps wiki gnoming, how can getting involved in or learning more about a wiki project sort of, you know, should they look at it? How can it help them as Wikipedians?
Well, it's a chance to find some other people who are knowledgeable about the same topics that interest you. Sometimes it can be more fun to work on an article together with somebody if it's a harmonious relationship than to shoulder all of the work yourself. Sometimes they'll have access to sources that would otherwise be difficult for you to obtain. And just a couple of people to bounce things around, maybe copy edit each other's work, can be a nice positive thing. And then at the end of the month, many wiki projects have newsletters. Your name and the stuff that you've done there might get shown around to people.
So in actual fact, the theme of this chat, I guess, is communications. And if you've got a particular interest, then a wiki project is a good way to find other people with it and communicate with them and sort of, you know, get work done.
And also to prioritize, if you really care about the topic as a whole, what's the most important stuff? What things can we push over the top and get together and rise up to good and featured quality?
And can anyone start one? How do they get going?
There's
pretty much anyone
can
start
one. Yeah.
Are you involved, Mark, at all? Raoul?
Oh, go ahead.
I have generally not been involved in wiki projects. The one exception was one I started myself, the Free Music Project, because I was sort of tired of doing it all myself. I felt like I was the only one.
So tell us a bit about that, actually, because I've given that a look, and it's actually pretty awesome. What does that do?
Okay. Well, the idea was that the problem with free music is there's a few, but It's finding it, converting it, and putting it on Wikipedia and cataloging it is a very time-consuming process. And